something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
It's the return of Canadian Tire Flyer, lower or higher.
I had a great week at the Canadian Open.
And I rented a dumpster, and there's only one thing you're allowed to put in it. You'll never guess what. It's all coming up right now on TNT.
Hey, bud.
1997, man.
1997. It's the return
Electric
of the Mac.
Circus. Monica Diol, or maybe it's Amanda by this point, holding it down on Electric Circus Friday night. Masks dancing on speakers. Guys with, like, shiny bowling shirts.
Oh, for sure, with the stripe on one side.
Yeah.
A lot of nighttime sunglasses wear.
I was going to say a lot of sunglasses. Maybe Ivana Santilli is in the house.
Just to maybe rip a trumpet solo?
Mm-hmm. I remember thinking, who were they riding in my Funkmobile? What were they called?
Oh, Bass is Bass.
Bass is Bass. They were on the Jonovision. And I remember thinking at the time, I don't know if I've seen three cooler individuals in one combo before. They rolled cool.
At one point, I actually played a couple gigs with Bass is Bass just because I got to know them and became friends with them.
No way!
Yeah, they're awesome folks. Chin is still around. Like, I still speak to him, and he's doing well out in Vancouver.
What's he doing?
Bass player. And, Roger Mooking is the chef now, right? He's a famous Canadian chef.
Yeah, he has a restaurant at Pearson.
Yeah, and Ivana's still a great musician doing her thing, too. So they've all gone on to do well.
But I remember, just the three of them, playing Funkmobile. So tight, and they looked so cool, and they just exuded confidence.
Absolutely.
It was a really cool trio. So what does Chin do? Is he play, is he a session guy, or does he have a band?
I think he does a lot of production.
Does
with
he?
The artist, yeah. I'm not sure, but he's probably got a bunch of great credits, but I know he's doing well.
Wow.
But, great folks.
There's something about young bands playing genres you wouldn't expect. Widemouth Mason. I remember when they came on the Jonovision, that guy shreds. But
they're great musicians too. For
not
sure.
Typically a young person's genre.
Genre. They're still rocking.
Yeah, sure they are. Sure they are.
How about this? You got to react as the guy who's been, because he went to the show and he's all fired up, but he's moved on from playing Dookie 4 million times in the last month. He's gone on to Nimrod.
Nimrod?
And he's having a moment. He's just trying to relax. So he's up.
Nimrod?
No, come on, do it. Don't.
What's not playing?
Yeah, it's doing that again where it's skipping.
Why?
My green deck.
Jeremy, who had a bigger weekend, you or Connor McDavid?
Oh, man.
Let's just touch on Connor McDavid really quick. There's a video that came out of him holding hands with some young lady that isn't Lauren Kyle, the woman that he lives with.
He's really banged up.
He's really banged up. And here's the thing. He lives with this woman, Lauren. She designed their house. The house is kind of cold. It was in Architectural Digest. Their tour of the house was also cold. It was a video tour on Architectural Digest. And this is the thing. Just because someone's great at hockey doesn't mean they'll be an engaging telepresenter.
Sure.
Just because, someone's a great hockey player. We put them in a...
how could they be great speaking, like, publicly and all that stuff when they're working so hard on that, the complete opposite?
And we put them in a context where they have to do a press conference, and maybe they're just not kind of comfortable socially or on camera or whatever. And we often societally sweat them for being like, well, it's a little flat. And the sport of hockey is also, as you and I have discussed before, sort of seen to be kind of a place where aw shucks, faux humbless kind of rules the day. And if you have a personality or character where you stand out, like PK Subban, people are like, well, that's not very hockey-like. Yeah. So Connor gets knocked around a fair bit for being kind of flat, not really an engaging life of the party type. He keeps a pretty low-key existence. And then this video emerges of him super turbo banged up and sort of like holding wrists.
Exceptionally banged up to the point. Is this the only, like, I don't know much about this other than just seeing it today on Twitter or whatever, like video of him being banged, like clip. Is that all there is?
Yeah, that's all there is.
So like, is there a chance she could have just like grabbed his hand and like let him out of the club and he's like, oh, what's going on?
Well,
like,
we'll probably never know because the internet has already decided he flagrantly cheated on.
They were on a whole weekend trip and this is just one of the nights.
Yeah. So someone saying the clip is 5 years old. I don't think that's true. Someone was saying they will announce that it was his publicist or publicist's daughter or family friend or something. Like, there will be some spin.
I don't know. Maybe. Or he just, it's like, you know, my mistake. Obviously, he's banged up. So he might go more for the being banged up part and being sorry for that public display of being drunk and like that as... You know, and the other thing being like possibly like the mistakes or whatever, right? Trying to go that route. Or maybe she's already packing her bags and like that's that.
Yeah, who knows?
His girlfriend.
So then I'll tell you what it is.
It's Trouble in Paradise.
That sounds like a segue to a song.
Well, I know, I just didn't have... Well, no, like, well, yeah, I could do that. Sure, here we go. Trouble in Paradise. And this time, it's gonna work. The long version has the little screw-ups in the beginning there. But now you can bring us back to the guy. Let's just reflecting.
Was this 97?
Yeah, man.
Times of my life.
Wouldn't that be the best if Green Day was playing George Street?
It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. In any event, that's part A, the Lauren, Kyle, Connor McDavid thing. Part B is there were some hideous Oilers' wives and girlfriends round jackets that by all accounts, I think she might have been in on the designing of the jackets or something. So all the wives and girlfriends wore these heinous jackets, like Battle of Alberta jackets that they designed, and they had other jackets designed when they played against Colorado, and they were really ugly, and people are now saying, like, did he do this because of the jackets? I like when people take two unrelated pop culture events and marry them together.
Yikes. Yeah, anyway. Well, I mean, whatever. It's a first bump in the road for him publicly.
True story.
It's going to happen.
It is. So if you're her, what do you do?
Well, it's up to them to deal with it. I don't know. Like I said, either it's a real deal problem that's got to be dealt with and they're done, or they're together, or, you know, that's it. It's up to them to decide if they're going to move on there. I don't know, right? It's like it's so much easier to say something, be perfect from afar, But when it's your life and it's happening, you know, you start to see obviously the other side and how it can turn into that feeling of, well, you know, it's up to the people involved. And that's how the only, and we've all known people in history that have had issues with infidelity or just getting drunk all the time or addictions of some sort. It's those things all kind of, when they're playing out in public, you get two different perspectives, right?
Also, he's in his mid-20s and he's a squillionaire and it's the summertime and he just worked his tail off and he's letting loose a bit.
I know. Exactly. So, yeah, because I'm sure half the people on the street walking by were probably looking the same.
Banged up wise.
He should have had a donair in his other hand.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
All I know is, imagine being his profile at a time when everyone has a movie camera in their hand at every moment. That's, we were lucky that we came up before they were everywhere.
Yeah, and the other thing is, hey, maybe the guy's like a dirtball who's pounding on every night. Like, that's the other thing. Like, that's a possibility. Like, athletes have been known to be like that too, right? Like, it could be that. Could be just another night.
Well, you know what else it could be? Not a problem to her.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe she's like, you know what? Do that elsewhere. We're not doing that here.
And then, like the John Bon Jovi thing?
Well, apparently, let's drill down on that. What John Bon Jovi thing?
Well, he's got a, I don't know if it's a one a year. He can do it, like a infidelities with his wife. He's got a deal.
Really?
Yeah. Like one time a year he can go out there. So that, like, isn't that like, what does that tell you? That's like just some, that's a deal that's in, that they've come up with, right?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I wonder,
one a year.
But I wonder if he's like, okay, so maybe what about two then? Or if he respects that and. And
well maybe one means 500, right? Like, who knows?
Oh, you said one.
Yeah, I did say one.
500. No, that's him making the argument to her. Oh for see, sure. I read that wrong. Mrs. Bon Jovi, I don't know about that deal.
I thought you meant one a day.
Yeah, like a vitamin. So how was your weekend? The buds want to hear that you were at the Canadian Open golf tournament.
Well, yeah, it was.
And you sent me a picture. You had pretty good proximity by the looks of it.
Yeah, I was just on between the 18th and 17th hole, so I could see tee shots from 16 on the par 3, and then I could see the tee shot on 17, and then I could see them coming in on 18. So it was a pretty great spot to get a vibe for what's going on. Plus they had the TVs so you could see what's going on with the leaders. But I mean, Sunday afternoon with Rory in the lead and Justin Thomas right there. And, Justin Rose he shot 60 with two bogeys, like
crazy,
which is insane. So, like, everybody was...
And Corey Connors had a great round Sunday, too.
Corey Connors shot 62. It was raining the night before, so that was the first time where the greens were really soft and receptive. So they were kind of eating it a little stronger on the Sunday. A lot of guys went deep. But to see Thomas and McIlroy get after it, and Tony Finau as well was in there for a bit.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was amazing to see Rory close it out and just to see all the people just jump, run onto the fairway right behind him was like classic. That was amazing. That reminded me of like the old golf videos from the 50s with Arnold Palmer, like, and all the crowd running behind him. So it was amazing to see all of a sudden the ropes, everybody swarm in to the fairway. And after it was over, people were just like, lying around, hanging out, sitting on the fairway, just because the grass is like so perfect.
No one wanted to go.
the best lawn you ever sit on. So everybody's just like, I think I'm going to hang out here. There was people doing like fairway angels, like snow angels on.
Really?
Yeah, man. Well, if you've never played golf and you've never walked on a fairway, like the St. George's fairways are world class, as good as it gets. And like, if you've never been on that short of grass that's so perfectly made, it just feels like you're on it's an incredible feeling because it's natural too, right? That's not like you're on some astroturf or something. So people were just like, wow, this is nice. I'm just going to hang out and sit on it for a bit. For like an hour after the round ended. It's a private course. Like, not a lot of people have ever had a chance to go there, even to St. George's. So
what percentage of people pick a player and walk 18 with them versus the people that pick a place and sit there and watch everybody go through?
Because you see some people that they'll pick in the middle of the course, and it depends on what time of the week, but usually they'll try and watch a few holes, but there are people who just want to sit in a chair, but sometimes they have those chairs that they'll pick up and they'll move to another few holes to watch a different group. But they have all the superstars spread out enough that you can kind of, you're always going to see some incredible players that you've never seen before that you see on TV a lot, plus a lot of other great players that you wouldn't know of that are just striping it as well. It's amazing to see the depth of the talent.
Why did Tony and Justin and Rory go out as a threesome?
Because the weather, there was pending rain all day, and they did the right thing. Although it didn't rain, but it was the right thing to do to get the round in quickly just in case. But they put also, if I don't know if you noticed, but they had players going off on the back nine. So the back nine was their front nine.
Oh, wow.
As well, to get more players out there. So generally it would just be twosomes, but they just wanted to pack it up a bit so they could move. But and every obviously the players are wanted that too, because they don't want to come back for a Monday finish if it's raining with the U.S. Open next week. They all want to get to Brookline. So it's a pretty good week, man. It was amazing. Got to see. I played on the Monday in the Pro-Am. That was awesome.
How'd it go? Who did you play with?
A bunch of good buds, Pete, and I'm escaping on the other names right now, but there was a great group of players as well as caddies. Like, I had Nicholas, who was a kid, his dad was a member at St. George's, and he was super sweet, 16-year-old kid that just loves golf, and he was really awesome to have as a caddy because he knew the place. He was playing there all the time, and he actually was reading the greens to the point where everybody was asking him where the ball's going.
Oh, so I love it.
It was great to have him around. And we actually got to 20 under with the group, so that's pretty good.
No way.
We had a great day. But anyway, you know, the golf was amazing. We were to watch all the golfers. We went to Flo Rida on Friday night. And that was quite an event there. People get fired up. I didn't realize he had that many hits. It's one of those things for me, because it's pop radio that I don't generally hear, or you hear those songs, but you don't know. They never say, but this was this person, right? Because it's those stations I listen to don't play the brand new pops. Like, I don't know. I guess I don't listen to Kiss as much as I love our boy Darren Jones.
Kiss the radio station. I thought you were the band. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's the stations. I don't listen to pop radio. So I know, but when you hear like 20 songs in a row, it's like, oh man, people just, no, that's why everyone's getting so fired up. But everyone was going crazy.
So who decides on Flo Rida? And tickets aren't sold, right? It's
if attendees. You get in, yeah, buy a ticket for the event and you get to go.
So how much is a ticket to go to the golf tournament?
I'm not sure. I don't think it's not as expensive as a concert, that's for sure. So it's probably more reasonable. I can't tell you the number, but
so RBC, you buy a ticket to Flo Rida as someone who's already bought a ticket to the golf thing?
Yeah, you get, well, you buy a ticket for the RBC Canadian Open, you go get access to the concert. I think it's per day. I think it's per day, maybe. So like
right,
Friday,
so you can buy a VIP
buy a
pass
ticket.
For the weekend. You can buy a Thursday pass. Right.
Saturday, you can. So Saturday was Maroon 5. So our boy Adam was up there chirping away.
Levine?
He didn't take his shirt off. He had the jacket on, and that came off first song with the only rolled up the sleeves. There was no shirts off. So I don't know, maybe he had too much dessert and didn't want to do the shirts off. He was feeling a little bloated.
Did any RBC employees storm the stage?
No. It was a lot of people there, though, man. People love that guy.
Yeah, they do.
They go crazy for him.
Yeah.
People were singing, and they have a lot of pop hits, man. Pop rock hits, too, I guess, but mostly pop hits, and they have a, you know, the band are good players, and like it was.
Yeah, they probably have 20 hits.
Yeah, and most of them are like really poppy. Like, what's the one with Cardi B? Like, he's got that one, and he's
Beautiful Mistakes.
They started up with the moves like Jagger.
Yeah, like, that was their first song out of the gate.
No, that was their first like pop song. I think they're. Their first ones was, I don't know, like the, that one.
Yeah.
I think that's their first,
hit. Taking its toll.
Yeah, that
on
one.
Me.
Yeah.
Too many times.
And that was kind of more like, I don't know, like Third Eye Blindy pop kind of vibes.
Yeah.
And then they went moves on Jagger. Moves like Jagger, that one's full on like pop ski. Like where, and then they got like probably was it Christina Aguilera or something? Like they got they do the collabs nowadays.
Yeah,
with everybody.
Sure.
It's all about the collabs, you know.
I also think that he's biting Drake's.
Drake's, you
know,
that style would be funny if we make another record, which I always think we should. There should be like some collab where it's just like you're totally like trying to be cool and hip.
Yeah.
But it's like doesn't work at all.
He does this kind of throwaway at the end of a sentence.
Oh, he also does like the ew, ew. You know, like when you can't really hit high notes. Ew. like kind of like if you and I were trying to be like sexy and cool with yells, like trying to be like Bono, and he's like, right, doing the big yells. Do it. Yeah!
I can't do that.
I'm telling you, that's, he does those, man.
He does this,
like, come on, man. What the hell?
Oh, yeah, here it is. Maybe it's 6:45. Maybe it's off of the night. Maybe I'm driving the love the last time. Yeah. Those little throwaways. Yeah. That's a Drake thing, man.
Yeah, no, that's him, like, stealing the hip hop stuff for sure.
So, hey, who's listen there? A bunch of dudes in golf shirts? Or is it, like,
it's just people. No, they're all, they go home and they dress up for the concert. So it's mostly like bros with shirts off.
No.
Plus people that, well, you got people that just cruised over after golf, but it's a lot of bros like shirts off or bro with the shirt hanging off the shorts.
Okay. What do you mean?
You know, the guys that have the no shirt on, but it's hanging off of their shorts. Their
You're
shirt.
Allowed to go shirts
it was
off
a
to Maroon
festival.
5?
It was it's a festival vibe. It's like you're at freaking, you know, at a, like that one on the hill and that we went to. Like that vibes.
So there are lots of people with sunglasses on the back of their neck. Like it's those people.
For sure. Yeah.
A lot of like tailor-made hats.
Yeah, and ping hats.
Yeah.
Like the people that were lining the fairways, basically.
Titleist shorts.
Oh, man, there were some people that are walking beside the ropes like they're with full golf clothes, all fresh, like they're playing. That's scary to me. I can't believe what's going on there. Single people by themselves, dressed like, I saw a guy was with, I don't know if it was his kid or he was a kid. I couldn't look because there was a little kid with him. But he looked like he was a little kid, but he had like Ricky Fowler, full on, like all one color clothes with
what?
Like a yellow, yeah, like not the orange stuff, like, but if it's like all blue and like red pants or something with like an orange or yellow belt or what, like this is a multicolor deal.
What happens all in your head new, that you're like, I'm going to dress like a professional golfer so that people there will think, oh, he must be a professional golfer too.
Yeah, there was also a dude that was like fake Tiger Woods. He had like a hat on, the Nike hat, the red Nike shirt, and like a kind of found it at the value turquoise Masters jacket, like not quite green enough, but people are you could, like every 3 feet, people are getting pictures taken with them. Yes, it was classic.
I guess that's your Super Bowl. If you sort of look like Tiger, that's the only place you'd get to show off.
Well, I think he was doing it for kicks, right? But some people were like gasping, like, yeah, Tiger's here. And he has a Masters jacket on at the Canadian Open, right? Like, come on.
This is something that surprised me. The fans were kind of vocal and spirited. I didn't really expect that of Canadian fans. I thought it was great.
I know. That's why I was like, I think it's the best one I've ever seen. I've been to some live golf before. I was actually at the 2000 Canadian Open when Tiger hit that crazy bunker shot on 18. I don't know if you know about it, but it's like a legendary shot in golf. And like that wasn't even close to this in terms of the amount of volume of the screams.
People were into it.
Yeah, and I guess it's it just shows you how much the game's actually elevated in this country in the last 15 years and 20 years. And it's gotten to the point now where it's world class. All the events look incredible. And Rory himself said he couldn't believe, like he said, that's the best crowd I've played in maybe all year in terms of the volume and just the fact that they were pushing him the whole week and following him. And it was pretty amazing for him to win twice in a row and two different courses. And he just showed up there on Wednesday for the first time ever. He'd never seen the course. And actually, my friend Mike Wessinger played with him on Wednesday at the Pro-Am.
Really?
That was his first round to play there. Yeah. So the first time he was there, Mike saw him. He was just being very on every hole, you know, looking at where the pins were going to be, putting balls from where they were, just a lot of preparation. He was really serious. He said he was just doing a lot of work as well as just, you know, being very gentlemanly to everybody. But you could tell he was just trying to bone up for the event, right?
Where did he come in from?
I don't know. I guess his place in Florida, probably.
Is that where he lives?
Yeah.
And is he a nice dude by all accounts?
I haven't met him, but from what I've heard, super nice. Like, not gonna tell you the best joke in the world or make you, you know, rub your head and put you in a headlock, but like super sweet and nice. You know what I mean? Like, some people can be like, "Oh my God, I can't believe how down to earth and forward this guy is." He's not like that. He's more like, "Wow, just a sweet guy." You can tell he's genuinely a nice person. But he's very serious, I guess. And when he's on the golf course, I'm sure he's different when he's sitting in a pub or something. But
I like that he and Tony, Rory stayed with Tony's family in college.
Yeah, yeah.
That
There's
was
a great
cool.
photo of them as kids. It's classic.
Yeah.
Tony Finau is still twice the size of him, but he's a little bit chubby, so he just looks a little different. But Rory's there with, like, he's... He hasn't even, his head hasn't filled out his ears yet. He's got the hat on, little tiny Rory.
Cute.
Probably striping it. Yeah. So and, yeah, what a great week for to hang out, but also for Canadian golf. It was really, because they, to have Rory win against the Live Tour thing that happened.
Yeah.
And the biggest story with that is, yeah, it's $6 million. Like, money, money, money. Every other shot, they're saying how much money's going on. But that's all it is, in a sense. You know, there's nothing other than money. They have to keep filling cash into that thing for years before it starts to build some kind of a, oh, this event actually means something. You know, PGA Tour's got over 100 years of history.
So lastly, before we take a break, was Al Palmer must have been thrilled.
Yeah, Al Palmer, got to give him a shout out. He crushed it. He was amazing all week. He accommodating. He hooked me up all kinds of ways. And what a great guy.
So what
he
is...
did a great job. Super professional. He's done some really great shots of him after the fact, walking all the players through the tunnel on TV, just being super pro. He's amazing.
Like, what is his job once it starts? Like, I'm sure a lot of stuff goes into the preparation, but once it's underway, what does he do?
I guess just making sure everybody's cool in terms of organization with the staff, and making sure everyone's got everything they need, and then the players are making sure their needs are met. It's just, that's all it is hospitality on a million different fronts, just making sure everything's running smoothly, and obviously overseeing a lot of different people. So, but he's amazing at it, as his dad Denzel Palmer is.
Do golfers typically travel with, like, this is my publicist, this is my entourage, or are they pretty kind of low-key, they just sort of show up by themselves?
I think the way they have, like, the way the PGA Tour has golf courses set up, they feel kind of safe in that sanctuary. So the way that they're kind of quarantined in the clubhouse and the trailers, and the fans are very separated, so that there's no, like, need for, like, 10 people around you. I think that's more, like, if you're on the course, you see a lot of big guys all of a sudden when you're trying to get close to Rory, you know. But, so there's security all over the place. But I don't think there's a need for that, you know what I mean, to have the big 15 guys. But they'll have their caddy and their coach with them on the range, or sometimes not, and so I think it's a little more of a solitary life than having a bunch of people around you.
Styles.
Right. Yeah.
Crazy. Good well, that's stuff. Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a break, and then you lined up some Canadian Tire flyer, lower or higher?
Yeah, man, I got the flyer of this week, and there's all kinds of great items for the summer
that
we can run into. How about it?
Be right back, bud. Spread your love on time.
We're back in 97. With the 2022 version of Canadian Tire, flyer lower or higher.
I remember I saw
the singer in this band. I was at the Mark McGrath. I was at the Viper Room. And there was a band on where he was sitting at the table I was sitting at. I think Stacy Jones was with me. And I can't remember what happened. My coat was up, or I don't know if he spilled a drink and it, like, went on my leg or something, or, and he laughed or something. But anyway, I poured my whole beer on his head.
And what did he do?
He started laughing his head off.
Did he?
Yeah, he couldn't believe it. He just, like, thought that was the funniest thing that's ever happened to him.
So he's like, respect, man.
Yeah.
Was this, like, peak Frosted Tips?
Yeah, that's, like, you know, probably a couple years after this song, yeah.
So they'd already blown up.
2002. But, yeah. Nothing else happened, but it's a good little moment. So anyway, let's get on with the flyer, bud. You ready?
Yes, they were huge, by the way.
Sugar Rat?
Yeah, huge.
Yeah, well.
They had that song, and then they had Every Morning.
Yeah, they did have a bunch.
Was that it? Just those two?
No, there's more, but let's get into the flyer, bud.
All right.
It's actually it's Father's Day Big Red Week, man.
So it is.
It is, yeah. So it's the Big Red lowest prices of the season sale.
All right.
This is ridiculous. Okay, you ready? It's the Yard Works 17 174cc gas push mower. Okay. 21-inch cutting path, one touch height adjustment. Looks pretty fancy. It's got the turquoise in there.
Okay. 21-inch deck on it?
21-inch deck on it, yeah.
When it's over, that was another Sugar Ray song, and Someday came back.
There you go. Okay. Price, $399, lower or higher?
Okay, I'm going to talk it out, bud, if you'll indulge me.
$399.
Yardworks. Yep, I just bought a Yardworks electric mower last year, and I know
you
that
did
most
not.
Of, yeah, I did. I is this electric?
This is a gas push mower.
This is gas.
I don't know. See, I don't know what the difference is in price wise.
Well, I think the electrics tend to be more because the batteries cost a lot to make, but the idea is that it'll last longer. But with the price of gas, I don't know if you pay less, but you pay more for gas. Does it all come out in the wash? I'm going to say, you said
$399.
I'm going to say a gas mower with a 21-inch deck is lower.
It's lower, bud.
Oh, okay, nice.
It's $299.
Nice. Yeah, that seemed high. Because most of the electric ones were $499, and I think I got mine for around $349, $399. So that seemed higher than a gas one would be.
Or you could fire up the $1,250 a month for 24 months deal.
When did Canadian Tire get into doing that?
Well, these are different times with inflation, maybe. They're rolling out the layaway like old days.
But did you notice, if you go to book a flight on Air Canada, they offer you a monthly payment option.
I'm telling you. People are buckling down on the wallies and the wallets.
I guess.
And stuff's expensive, so you gotta, you gotta think about, oh, well, it's a lawnmower. It's like, yeah, firing up $300 right now instead of, that's about, I guess it's about that. It's about being able to budget your months.
$12.99 a month till the end of time.
You got the first one.
Okay. Feel good about
second.
It, too.
Second. The Hoover Clean Slate Pet Carpet and Upholstery Cleaner. The Hoover Clean Slate Pet Carpet and
expensive.
Upholstery Cleaner. Well, I think it's kind of got a vacuum thing, and it's got a handle on it, so it doesn't look like it's that... I don't think it's a floor banger. I think this is a hand banger, like a hand model kind of.
Okay.
Like slightly portable. But it has a small vacuum tube on it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah,
not like
so,
a big, huge.
But to be clear, like, it's an appliance. Shop. It's not a spray or a powder. Like this is the actual cleaner.
Yeah. And it's not like a shop vac size thing. It's smaller. It's more
no,
like
but it's
kind
specialized,
of
a, which is always worth more.
Yes. Yeah, true, true. Are you ready for the price?
Yeah.
Lower or higher, $110.
Higher. No question.
It's lower, bud.
What?
It's $89.99.
Come on.
Hey, it's a deal.
How many CCs on it?
I don't know. It doesn't
How big's
say.
The motor on
but,
it?
But it doesn't say any more than that. But the regular price is $170, $169.
Okay, I would have said that was like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, no. You All overshot right. the runway on that
I
one.
Sure did. Okay, so one.
Okay, here we go. Now we're getting into this is something we all love to have.
Okay.
The Certified, that's the name of the company, 1800 PSI electric pressure washer with foam blaster.
Mm.
1.4 GPM.
What is that, goops per minute?
I don't know what that means, but I guess the more important number is the 1800 PSI.
Okay.
So, you know, those ones will have like 3,000, I think, like the big bangers.
Yeah, like the car washes that you can just go in and you put in toonies and it fires it up. That's 3,000 pounds per square inch.
Are they those ones? I don't know if those ones are, but I think the ones that you can rent at like Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever that you pull the start.
Those are 3,000?
I think so. This is probably just below that.
Okay.
Because it's, I don't know, it's 1,800. I'm pretty sure they go higher than that with the big bangers because I've done the deck enough.
Okay. Like it'll take bird poo off, no problem.
Yeah, this will probably take the wear and tear of a winter probably too, right? Yeah. Like if you're dealing with wood or even Trex, you could probably get off that little greasy.
Okay, what if there's like moss? Will it take What's moss that? Off a rock?
I think so. Yeah, like the green of a stone. Yeah, I think it'll do that for sure.
Okay,
which is good too. So I guess this is all you need for burling around the outside of the house to get her sparkling for summertime. The price that I will say of the Canadian Tire Flyer lower or higher is $199. Lower or higher?
I'm spooked, bud.
PSI electric pressure washer with foam blaster.
I'm spooked. My instinct is lower. That seems like a lot of money. So I'm going to say lower.
It's lower, bud.
Okay, good. I'm back in the game.
It's $149.99.
Okay, good. I'm back in the high life.
Yeah, you're back in the high life. Cool. You're Steve Greenwood.
So here's my chance to really break it wide open with the next one.
Yes, but keep in mind, man, that these are sale prices here.
Yes.
Right? Because sometimes it'll be like, no way. And you'll be like, wait a second. So, yeah. The Ninja Food XL 6-in-1 dual zone air fryer, 9.5 liter. Like in the photo, it's got a full chicken in one side. And then like a bunch of Brussels sprouts.
All the vegetables on the other side. Oh, boy. Wow.
Yeah, right?
Okay. It's a 9 liter?
It's a 9.5 liter.
We must have a 6 liter. There's no way you're getting a full chicken in ours.
I don't know if what the hell food. It's got Foodie, but I don't know if it's F-O-O-D-I. Foodie XL. Boy. 6-in-1 dual
Maybe it's
zone
a Cornish hen. Are fire. You sure it's a chicken?
No, it's a chicken. It's definitely a chicken.
Okay.
Because if it's 9.5 liters, that's a fair size, man.
I'll say.
No? Yeah. So, the price of this item is $250, lower or higher?
I know what my instinct is. My instinct is higher, but I want to talk it out for a second. We have one that won't fit a full chicken, and I think that one was more than $250. So surely a full chicken and Brussels sprouts, 9 liter, but it's the sale price. Still.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to think about. What are you saying? Lower or higher?
I'm saying higher.
It's lower, bud. Oh,
son of a bee.
$179.99.
Wow.
Or $750 over 24 months.
Wow. What was the original price?
$299.
Holy boats.
Yeah. So, like, what, $120?
It's a good week to get the old man an air fryer.
Yeah, it's the Father's Day. What a big red, bud.
Wow. So I guess I'm 2-2.
Yeah, man. You're doing solid. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Getting right into summer here with the 8-person, 2-room, dome tent, detachable curtain divider. It's pretty big. It's kind of got like the Indiana Jones size, you know, like when they would go into those tents where it's like enough for to set up a couple tables.
Come on, who's using the divider?
Well, No, what?
Good night, no, Marcia. Good night, Kevin.
No, it's got the dividing curtain, so it opens up in the middle, like, not the dividing rooms.
What's the difference?
Well, isn't that just the entrance, like where you open it and close it? Isn't that like in the middle? Detachable curtain divider? Or do you think there's like a divider in the middle of the room?
Well, the word divider would suggest it's cutting it in half. Maybe, yeah.
I guess you're right. Two room.
Good night, two, Jeremy.
Yeah, duh. Eight person, two room. Sorry, I'd missed the... That was stupid.
Two room.
Yeah, two room dome tent. So yeah, it's literally like, hey, bud. I can hear you. You know that?
Good night, bud. Huh.
Two. But it's eight person, two room tent.
Jeez.
So 4-4, man. 4-4 time. It's 4-4 time. That's a lot of space, eh, bud?
It's a lot of space. So what's the price?
The price of the eight person, two room detachable curtain divider, if you're heading into incidents. It's like every sitcom in history, there's the room divider part episode, right?
Yes.
Like that's it. Right, draw a line on each side.
Jack, did you hear that? It's a coyote.
Okay. $189.99. Lower or higher? $189.99. Eight person, two room dome tent. Detachable curtain divider.
I feel like it's gotta be higher.
It's lower, boss.
Son of a B.
It's $124.
What?
$124.99.
Giving.
They're
stuff
giving away these tents. Like if you need to go camping and you're like, well, I don't want to go camping. It's way too expensive to get stuff to go camping.
That seems very reasonable.
Like, what the hell is going on? Regular price, $229.99. So it's $105.
Seems
off.
Very reasonable. Also,
it's not very bad at all. I thought the tents were like $500. That would be my guess for like a tent that size. But now I know. This thing must not take... This would take... I imagine this takes a while to set up, though, no? Like, it's got a lot of those little bendy...
Tiny bendy rods.
And some of them are really big. So, and there's a lot of, like, entry points into the ground. So there's a lot of sticking with those things. And then, like, making sure you're not on a root, right?
Yeah, trying to sleep on a root in a tent. Tenting's not great.
I know, right?
I'm going to hear from some really buds who are like, oh man, you're doing it wrong. But all I think of when I see a tent is...
mosquito
yeah.
attack.
4 a.m. like, mosquito attack.
What? Like naked and afraid. That's what I feel like when I'm camping. You're just like, man. How am I going to make it through the night? It's all some worries of like, what the hell, the bugs are just killing
me. I know,
me.
If you get banged up enough to make you kind of pass out and fall asleep easy, then you feel like garbage when you wake up at 4:50 a.m. when it's light yeah, with a mosquito yeah, in your nostrils.
You can't sleep and you have this big stupid repeating booze dreams that make no sense. Just keep you up all night, all super misery dreams.
Yeah, it's not really for me.
Yeah, or you have a song stuck in your head that you like constant, the same, you keep having a dream. That's
every morning.
Okay, you ready for the
well, I don't know if I am. This next is what one? I was going to say about Canadian Tire, by the way.
The deals are killing you.
Yeah, the deals are killing me, but I'm surprised always who they're in bed with. I forget you can use your Canadian Tire card at Mark's because they own Mark's.
Oh, really?
They also, I went to...
oh, you're right, because it's like, oh, are they all connected, all these companies?
I went to pro hockey life for one of those stores. And it's owned by Canadian Tire, too.
Oh, phone's ringing. I'm just going to...
Wait, you guys have a landline?
Oh, yeah.
Who calls?
The only person who calls is a great example, Clay, Lisa's brother. Like, it's only either family or spam. Someone right. trying to fix the ducts in the house or come by and do your eaves troughs or your whatever.
It's we did away with ours finally. Spam galore.
You did?
Yeah.
You did away with it.
I'm anxious to... Do you have more products for me? Because I'm anxious to look up this tent. Because I really want to see what the divider is all about.
Oh, you're going deeper on it? That's what you want to do. Okay, the outbound
yeah.
eight-person, two-room dome tent.
Canadian Tire also... Like, Yardworks is a new brand there, I think.
Yardwork? Oh, yeah, like they got a hose here.
Outbound, two-room... Eight person, $124.99. Oh, I yeah. see. But you can have the three-season lightweight dome tent with screen porch and a carry bag for $219.
What does that mean? It's got an extra, like...
You get a screen and porch, oh. like you can sit out on the porch.
Oh my God, the porch. Hey, what do you think of what do you think of this Yardworks hose? 80 feet, 80 foot... Heavy duty garden hose. Mm-hmm.
This what is this outbound 2-room tent is listed as a hot deal.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a hot deal.
Is that the hottest one of the week? Like, you're crazy if you don't get this.
I don't know. Well, I wouldn't mind. Oh, there are pictures of the interior because I want to see the divider. Yeah, there are. It's like you and Janice are going on a work trip. No problem. I have a divider in my tent.
Hey, do you have like a hose? Do you have? You must have like a 300-foot hose. What do you do for that if you're trying to like get some water out further under the onto the lawn?
We plant,
oh, which we also need an update on the weeds after this.
Oh yeah, we planted 25 blue spruce trees at the back of our property, and they had to be watered for the first. I don't know, several months they were planted.
How far is that? A couple hundred feet?
400 feet.
Whoo.
So I have 400 feet of hose.
Man, that's a long hose.
It's a lot. I think it's like 850 feet hoses, maybe.
So they're connected.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to at that point.
Yeah, but
you could do a 100 footer.
It's a long way to go. Like you string them together way. And run them out to the trees, and then you come back to turn the hose on, you get to the trees before the water's gotten there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think this hose is? This 80-foot hose.
Oh, that's the next one? Huh.
Higher, lower, $50.
Lower.
Yeah, $35 for an 80-foot hose. Okay, it's regularly good. $60, though.
There are also, like, little shortages in the world of, like, those little round propane cans. You can't get a three-banger of them. You can find Sinkies, but there aren't any three-bangers around.
You mean, like, the barbecue propane
yeah,
guys?
The little round guys. Not the big round guys. The little canisters.
You mean, like, the ones you pick up at, like, Costco
exactly.
or whatever? You can't find those? Were you, like, out east?
For a while, you couldn't find them at all. And now still, you can't find three-bangers. You can only find Singies.
So the three-banger is the bigger version.
The three-banger is just the three little canisters tied together in a three-pack.
Oh, see, I've never done that. I've never seen the three-banger.
Because you have
the can, you bring it in, and you get another one.
You have the big Cadillac. Yeah. How's it going?
Oh, the Broil King's still burling. Yeah.
Is it?
They sent me they also sent me a cast iron skillet to either really get the smash burgers going or you know, some breakfast. If you want to get some eggs and bacon going.
What do you mean?
So the skillet's wicked. It gets really hot, but you have to everything cooks really fast on it.
How many nights a week are you working the Broil King?
Well, we try not to eat too much meat. but like it's still rocking. So I don't know, maybe twice a week. Otherwise, like I wished I would eat it from it every day, but like, you know, too much. We don't eat that much. We try not to eat too much meat.
You're off the meat?
Not off the meat, just trying to lessen the meat.
Yeah, that's I guess. Fair.
You know. But do you want to keep going on these things?
Sure, I'm into it.
Do you want to try the, like maybe a little bit of a bigger item?
Yeah.
Perhaps the 10 by 20 by 8 peak shelter by Shelter Logic. Door clearance height, 6'3".
I'm trying to even visualize this.
It's one of those big, like if you don't have a garage out front of your house, you put the tent over the car styles.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. And it would fit, like an F-150 would fit in this thing. I think there's a pickup truck in the picture.
Huh.
So it's a 6'3 height, and it's probably, well, there you go, 10 by 20 times by 8. So lots of clearance on all fronts. But I got to say already, like this is another crazy deal. So like... You know, like, don't let me throw you off. Like, this deal is kind of nuts.
Okay.
Like, you might go out tomorrow and buy three of these things.
Really? Okay. Well, okay. So tell me what price. What price are you putting on it?
Okay.
Something is only worth whatever someone else is willing to pay for it.
Yeah. The price is... $400, lower or higher for a full shelter.
I feel like I can picture this thing.
Yeah.
I'm talking it out. My instinct would have been higher, but I'm just reserving a tiny bit of right for a minute for you saying... It's a screaming deal. Yeah. Like, I would have said $400 is a screaming deal for one of those things. So it couldn't be less than $400. I'm gonna say higher.
It's lower, bud.
What?
It's fucking $349.
How are they keeping the lights on over there? They are giving away.
They must have got rid of the guy that's like the jokes guy.
You know, like so they don't have to pay for him anymore.
Maybe they cut him out for 6 months. But it's like normally this thing's $750. So it's a $400 deal.
What did they do? Overbuy them? Like they have a surplus?
It's the big red Father's Day deals, I guess.
Man, they want the old man to be happy.
I kind of want to pick another one that's not so, like, such a screaming deal, because it really kind of makes the game harder.
I know, but that's good. It's the whole point.
Okay, how about this? The Noma Energy Star 50-pint dehumidifier. 50 pint Energy Star dehumidifier. Yeah, that's it. That's all the info.
Okay.
50 pints.
Okay.
Why do they change it up? Sizes? Megapint? What is how is pints all of a sudden a thing for dehumidifiers? Oh no, we use pints.
50 pints.
Pints. We don't do liters or anything, gallons. Pints. Like, what's that about?
Because it came from the most damp British pubs.
Yeah, they only had pint glasses to fill it up again.
Gross.
Oh, it's about 50 pints, that's about it. Throw another pint in there. Okay. The price. $289.99.
Lower.
$289. Oh, right away.
Lower.
It is $249.99. Regularly $400 though, right? Or $379. Yeah. This is a I guess this thing will get you going through the weekend, right?
Is Canadian Tire going out of business? Why are they giving stuff away? But
they might call us up soon.
Well, maybe, like, since they don't have Jokes McGee.
Talking about him so much.
Like, TNT okay. would be great spokespeople.
Yeah, I know. What's going on? Okay, here we go. All right. Okay, because here's a... I'll give you the real price of this, because this is a real, like, pole start 3,000 PSI gas pressure washer.
Oh, this is the real thing.
These masks are regularly $800, but you can get one for $479 this week. So this thing will take the paint off the walls. Okay. also... No, you don't. You gave up your bike, so you don't care about a hitch-mounted bike carrier.
I care about it.
Or baby seats. Are you feeling the 8-gallon oil-free compressor? Is that up your alley?
Sure. Let's play okay. this way. I'm gonna guess a price, and if I'm within $50, I get a point.
Of the sale price?
Yes.
Okay.
Read me the product again.
8-gallon oil-free compressor, Mastercraft.
8-gallon Mastercraft.
3.5 CFM, I don't know what that means.
You don't?
90 PSI.
Okay.
What's CFM? Do you?
349.
189. Regular price is $399.
Oh my gosh.
So you got to think of the going out of business price that they're throwing.
I would have been within 50 for the original price. Okay, give me one last one, and I want to guess the price. I'm gonna nail it. It's like hitting the post on the last chance.
Okay, 3-ton jack and stand kit. You've messed with one of these before. 3-ton jack and stand kit.
What is that for?
For, like, lifting up the car to get, you know, change a tire.
Oh, like a jack, right. Jack yeah. and stand so it's kit, got right.
The jack and two stands.
Okay.
So you can, like, yeah.
And is it a screaming deal, would you say?
No, it's a deal.
Okay.
$269.
$149.99.
Jeez. Regular price... $199.
Wouldn't you rather pay more for something that's going to save your life?
I know.
Like, I don't want
all steel.
Jack on sale.
But it's pretty, like, simple.
Technology?
Yeah, it's just, like, a few pieces of big steel. How about this? This one's up your alley right here. Yard works. Every fucking thing's yard works.
With an X.
No, it's not. It's with an S, but yeah, I know what you mean. Or KS. 4-ton electric log splitter. This would be something if you're up in the hunting camp.
$349.
If you're fishing. Ooh, $319.99.
There you go, bud.
Getting closer. Yeah. $499 straight up regular guy.
Back in the high life.
How about the 22-inch 4A electric hedge trimmer? By Greenworks.
$149.
Not yard works. This is Greenworks. $149?
Yeah.
$69.99.
Good lord.
$69 for a hedge trimmer.
There you go. I can't afford not to buy it.
What's going on here? What else they got here?
Last one, bud.
Last one, okay. 20-volt. 10-inch grass trimmer and blower sweeper combo. So it's got the blower for the leaves.
Oh, yeah,
and
I can see it.
The whipper snipper. So the blower and the snipper.
What's the brand?
Yardworks combo deal, baby.
$149.
See, you're trying. $119.99.
Boom.
Come get them while they're hot.
Like, what? It actually seems like a screaming deal, too.
Well, they have solar panels. Coleman solar panel. What's that for? Camping? So you can watch TV?
No.
Like, what is that? 7-amp charge?
You'd be waiting a long time to fry an egg, bud.
It's $89, bud. Go get yourself one.
I can think of a few other things I'd probably do with $89.
Me and myself, too.
I got you, bud. This is the last thing I'll tell you before we go. I rented a dumpster.
And my plan aren't cheap. I had a fair share of those during the last few years.
I know, and it's really exciting because the garage is a barn, is a shed, and there's lots of stuff in there, and I was pumped. I'm going to clean it out. And then the last thing the woman says on the phone before I pull the trigger is, just so you know, as a formality, no cardboard, no appliances, no batteries, no recyclables. So the dumpster got dropped off here, and it sat in my yard for a few days, and I finally called her back and was like, I'm so sorry. What can go in the dumpster? And she was like, oh, like, you know, if you had any broken Christmas ornaments.
Come on. That was it.
Broken. Like, oh, yeah, we got a whole house full of those.
So specific.
Like, that is so specific, man. Why that?
But sure enough,
that makes me think. I found some. That makes me think there's none. There's nothing else. There's like if you broke a plate. No, no, no. Sorry. Like those bins are like $500 a day.
Well, here's the other thing.
When you fill it up,
I spent
$350 to take it away full.
I spent an hour on Garbage Eve cutting up. I probably had 40, 45 boxes. The dumpster's in my yard. The boxes can't go in the dumpster. So I crushed all this box, and I was going to put it out with my garbage. And there's I bought a tonneau cover for my truck. So I had this box that was like 6 feet long, 6 inches wide, and 2 feet high. I was like, as a courtesy to the garbage guy, why don't I put all these crushed boxes in this box? So all he has to do is lift this one box in and put it in the garbage instead of making like 5 armloads full.
Or easy peasy.
Make it easy on him. First of all, it sprinkled overnight. And second of all, he didn't take them because it was wet or because you have to crush all the box before they'll take it. So the fact that this one box wasn't crushed, he was like, no.
You have to, you got to fold everything up or else they don't take. Same here. They'll leave a box and leave it thick. I think it's like etiquette more than anything.
I know, but time. Like I did like, that for you, not against you.
I know, but they don't see them like stepping on, crushing on boxes. They don't do it.
No.
They're just like, it's take it in straight up or... figure it out yourself for next week.
I know, like our garbage boxes like started to fall apart. I left a note on it saying, sorry, bud, like I'm trying to get new garbage boxes. And I did. I got a dedicated one for recyclables and another dedicated one for garbage. So I thought he might do me a solid.
No, it's no different than like a teacher giving you the grade. And like it's a lesson that you have to learn. You can't just give, because if they did pick it up next week, there'd be 4 more boxes that aren't broken up.
Anyway, I called and said, you might as well come get your empty dumpster. There's a few broken Christmas ornaments in it. That's
Christmas ornaments. Yeah, that's it. Oh, good chatting, bud.
Chatting, bud.